Mesechtes Baba Kama, Dafnun Vav, five lines from the bottom of Dafnun Hemabes, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Omer Bishur states, Abod Varm, Ha'isa Isen, Potter Medina Adam, Chai Bedina Shemayim, there are four things that are considered Grom Bidazokin, and therefore you Potter Medina Adam, and Chai Bedina Shemayim, Ve'elohain, and these are the four, Haperitz Gedab of Nei Behemoth Chaveri, if someone breaks down a fence in front of the Behemoth of his friend, and as Rashi says, Ve'yotza Behemoth Barcha, and the animal was able to escape and run away, and Reuven is Potter Medina Adam, Ve'chai Bedina Shemayim, and number two, Va'kayfiv Kamasi Shel Chaver B'fnei Adleika, Reuven bends the weed of his friend towards the fire that someone else made, and the fire now has the ability to burn up this tefuah. Then Reuven will be potter midin adam v'chayiv din shemayim. Number three, Va'secha Eidei Shekel Heid, if Reuven hires false witnesses to testify, so once again he's considered grom b'dzokin and he's potter midin adam v'chayiv din shemayim. And number four, Va'yidei Eidei Chaver v'einu meidloi, if Reuven knows testimony in regard to something his friend needs and he doesn't go and testify, then once again he'll be Potter Medina Adam, V'chai B'dinei Shemayim. And Rashi states, Potter Medina Adam, Kasava, Grom Ben Zakin Potter, there will be sure holds that Grom Ben Zakin is Potter, and it's Mashma from Rashi that there is a man d'Amma somewhere in Shas that holds Grom Ben Zakin would be Chayiv. Mefarshim explained that potentially this is what the Ramban means when he says that Rashi holds that there is no difference between Grom and Gami, and Ramayed as Don Din the Gami holds that Grom Ben Zakin is Chayiv. And keep in mind that the Rishayim HaChoylik as to what the Pshad is in Potter Medina Adam, V'chai B'dinei Shemayim, as some explain that it means that Reuven's potter from paying Bedinei Adam, and he also doesn't have any obligation even to pay Bedinei Shemayim. Lamaisa, if Reuven doesn't go and pay, then he will receive an Einish Bedei Shemayim. However, others learn that although Reuven is not obligated to pay Bedinei Adam, therefore Bezin can't force Reuven to pay. However, Lamaisa, Reuven still has an obligation Bedinei Shemayim to actually pay this money to the Nizik. The possible nafkamina would be in the case that the Nizik was typhus and grabbed the money away from the Mazik, Ayin Berishonim. The Gemara will now discuss each of these points. Amamah, we just learned, Haperitz Gedeb B'fnei Behemoth Chaveri, that if Reuven breaks the fence of Shimon that was in front and guarding his behemoth, now Shimon's animal goes and escapes and is lost. So the Brisa stated that Reuven will be Potter Medina Adam V'chai Medina Shemayim, and the Gemara asks, Hechidami, what are we referring to? Elaim B'Kaisel Bari, if we're referring to a Kaisel that was a very strong wall and Reuven broke down that Kaisel, so Medina Adam Nami Nechayiv, then Lamaisa, how could the Brisa state that Reuven is going to be Potter Bedin Adam, V'chai Bedin Shemayim, which is mashma that he's not responsible for anything, if certainly he should be chayiv to pay for the damage he caused to the wall of Shimon, as certainly the wall had a value, and since Reuven broke it down B'yadayim and it wasn't a grumma, certainly although Reuven will not be chayiv for the damage he caused to Shimon's animal, but certainly Reuven should be chayiv for the damage he caused to Shimon's wall. And although at Agamara we only state Bedin Adam Namin Chayiv and it doesn't specify that we're talking about a kaisel, Zok Rashi, that we're talking about a kaisel that'll be B'yadayim of it, however, Behim that certainly the Gemara can't be asking that Reuven should be chayiv for the behema since he knocked down a wall that was a strong wall. The Tanam, because we learned in the Mishnah, Patsua Listen Potter, that if Listen would knock down a wall, then it would be Potter, and therefore the Gemara certainly doesn't mean that Reuven should be chayiv to pay for the loss of Shimon's animal. And Ayin entices that the Banan Amid, who points out the same thing as Rashi, Pirish HaKaisel, that behema Vadil Mechayiv, that certainly Reuven is not chayiv for the animal of Shimon, Bepritza Gedda Ba'alma, the Inzel Grom Ba'alma, as certainly that's only a Grumma, V'yeh Svarm, Shekos Be'amadya HaKaisel, and Taiz brings that there is a Girsa that actually learns in our Gemara that the Gemara's question was, Hei Chidami, Ilim B'Kaisel Bari, B'dinei Adam, Namin Chayev HaKaisel, V'im Toima Taiz Es, Nehid Chayev HaKaisel, Neymar to Pot B'dinei Adam, Koya Behema, that in the Chanami, maybe the Brisa just means that you're going to be Pot B'dinei Adam, Chayev B'dinei Shemayim, on the Behema, but in the Chanami, Reuven will be Chayev to pay for the wall, and Zak Taiz V'yeh Shleim, B'lei Shaykh Lamisti, Pot B'dinei Adam, Im Hayashim Chiyav, Oy Behema, Oy B'Kaisel, that it wouldn't make sense for the Brisa to state a general statement and say Potter Medina Adam if really Reuven is chayiv for something. Therefore, when the Brisa says that you Potter Medina Adam chayiv b'din Shemayim, it must mean that Reuven is not going to be chayiv neither for the kaisel or for the animal. And the Gemara answers Ella because that in the Chanami the Brisa is talking about a case where the wall was a very weak wall and either the wall could have fallen down in Ruach Mitzuya or Ruach Sheina Mitzuya. And therefore, although Reuven knocked down the wall be a dayim, but Lemaisa this wall didn't have any value, and that's why certainly Reuven is not going to be chayiv to pay any damages for the wall, and the Brisa is only teaching us that Reuven is going to even be potter on the behemah because he was only a grom of alma, and therefore he's potter b'dinei adam v'chayiv b'dinei shemayim. And as Rashi says at the top of the Nvav Menalv, the lay afsadei, because Reuven didn't cause any loss to Shimon, the lamista kai, because this wall anyway had to be broken down and had to be destroyed. And once again, Taisus continues in the bottom. Taisus on the Nehem Beis Avakish Mitaritz because Ruah, but once the Gemara now answers that we're talking about a kaisel which was a weak kaisel. koisol. Afagad the ain doimer she is chay b'dina shemayim ala koisol. She will call kach sheipul bruch mitzuya. I feel bruch shein mitzuya. That even though when the brisa states that you put b'dina adam chay b'dina shemayim, once again it's only going on the behema, and the koisol has a different din, as you're going to be put to legamri and you're not going to be chay b'dina shemayim. Mikol mokum shayach l'misli chay b'dina shemayim. Even so, we could say the words chay b'dina shemayim in the brisa. Kiven sheish dovashu chay boy. Since Reuven is going to be obligated to pay at least for the behema, the hashta asu shapet the nakav b'fnei behemas chaveri, and that's why it makes sense that the brisa says that he broke down a wall in front of the behema of your friend. V'lo nakav haperitz gedush shel chaveri, and the brisa didn't use the shorter lashon and didn't say haperitz gedush shel chaveri, and therefore we see that the brisa is not talking about the obligation b'degei together, as certainly Reuven is patal gamri b'degei together, since there was no value, and we're only talking about his chayvus of Reuven on the behema itself, and that we stated that pat b'dinish adam v'chay b'dinish shemayim. And we continue on Dafnun Vav Amud Alef on Mamar, and we continue to discuss the second case of the Brisa, HaKaifu Kaimash Shel Chaver B'fnei Adleika, that the Brisa stated that if Reuven goes and bends down the wheat and the standing grain of his friend in front of a fire, and the Brisa taught us that Reuven is Patur B'din Adam V'chay B'din Shemayim, and the Gemara asks, Hechi Dami, what are we referring to? Ilay Medemat Ilay B'ruch Mitzuya, if you're telling me that now that he bent down the Tfuah in front of his fire, so now the fire could reach it even with the Ruch Mitzuya, so B'din Adam Nam Nechayim, so Reuven should be Chayiv L'gamri, and he should even b'chayiv b'din adam. And as Rashi says, b'ruch b'tzuyah harei b'yadayim hever, it's considered as if Reuven actually burnt the tefuah of his friend b'yadayim or b'din adam n'chayiv. And Ayin and Tisa is at top of the Amid where he states that there's no difference between a person that's mekar dover eitz leish or a person that's mekar v'eish eitz ladover. And the Gemara therefore answers, Ella demati b'ruch she'enu m'tzuyah, even after Reuven bent down the tefuah of Shimon in front of the fire, the only way that the fire was able to reach his tefuah was through a ruch she'enu m'tzuyah. And as Rashi states, immediately salka adaita he, this is something that Reuven should not have thought about, and therefore he's not going to be chayav b'din adam, and he's only going to be chayav b'din shemayim. And the Gemara continues. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi gives a different teretz. Tomed itma mishum deshavi tom ba'ish. The Brisa is referring to a case where Reuven did not create a fire, and it was a fire that was going to reach the tefuah of Shimon, and now Reuven went and covered up the tefuah of Shimon, as we know by the Av Hezek of Eish that there is a p'tor of Tomon, and therefore prior to Reuven covering up the tefuah of his friend, since Levi created this fire that would have reached the tefuah of Shimon and would have burnt up the tefuah of Shimon, then Levi would have been responsible to pay for the tefuah of Shimon. But now that Reuven covered up the tefuah of Shimon, so Levi is going to be patur, as there was a patur of Tamim Ba'esh, and therefore Shimon comes to Reuven and says, you are responsible to pay me for my tefuah since you caused me this loss. And of course, the Brisa teaches us that in this case it's mamish considered grum b'zakin, and therefore Reuven is going to be patur medina adam v'chay b'dina shemayim. And Ayin Rashi states, v'hulei shilachas be'ira, and Reuven did not create a fire, and it's a bit tzarach bio, because even if Reuven created the fire and the fire could have reached the tefuah of Shimon with the Ruach Mitzuya, but ultimately since Reuven covered up the tefuah, therefore although Reuven created the fire, but Reuven will still not be chayiv to pay for Shimon's damages because l'mais it's tamun, and he'll be potter b'nid adam b'chayiv b'din shemayim. And why did Rashi have to specifically state that Reuven did not create this fire? And the Mefarshim also explained that there is no machlekes between the first teretz of the Gemara and the teretz of Rashi, and the Gemara just giving two different terutzim as to how to explain the din of Rabbi Yehoshua. And the Gemara continues, Amar, Rabbi Yehoshua stated a third case of Asecha Ede Sheka, that Reuven hired false witnesses. And the Gemara asks, Hechidami, what are we referring to? If we're talking about a case where Reuven hired false witnesses in order to testify regarding a din mominus that he had with his friend Shimon, and now he received the money from Shimon, and he did so, Shalai Kalacha, reminded by Yishlume, over din Adam Namin Chayiv. In this case, certainly since Reuven got money, Shalai Kedin, certainly Reuven would have to return the money to Shimon. And how could Rabbi Yehoshua state that Reuven would be potter b'din adam v'chayiv b'din shemayim? And the Gemara therefore explains el chavri that we're talking about a case where Reuven hired false witnesses in order to testify for the benefit of his friend, and now Levi received money shalai kedin from Shimon, and even so Reuven's not going to be chayiv to Shimon b'din adam, and he will only be chayiv b'din shemayim. And Taisin Diu Maschel el chavri is bothered that if we're talking about a scenario where we actually already took the money from Shimon and we gave it to Levi, so the Gemara should ask that how could it be that the din is that you potter b'din adam v'chayiv b'din shemayim, if the din should just be that we take the money back from Levi and we give it back to Shimon, and now that Shimon doesn't have any loss, so why does the Gemara say that Reuven is chayiv b'din shemayim? And Tosfos gives three examples: either she'in l'chavi malishalim, Levi no longer has this money and therefore he doesn't have what to pay Shimon back, and that's why Rabbi Yehoshua teaches us that even though Shimon incurred a loss, Reuven is potter b'din adam and chayiv b'din shemayim. Or Tosfos says that Levi went to the Medina Siyam, and therefore once again Shimon couldn't get back the the money from Levi, and Rabbi Shua teaches us that Reuven is part of the Adam, the Chai B'dinei Shemayim. And finally, Taisus gives another example, Kagan She'inan Yodim Shem Eidei Sheka, that we don't actually know that these Eidim are Eidei Sheka. Therefore, certainly Shimon had a full loss over here, and Rabbi Shua teaches us that even though Shimon had a loss, but ultimately Reuven is part of the Adam, the Chai B'dinei Shemayim. And Taisus points out that when our Gemara said that the case is where Reuven was Seicha Eidei Sheka, and he hired Eidei Sheka, it's specifically talking about a case where he actually hired Edim in order to testify falsely. However, Reuven wouldn't have hired Edim and instead would have asked Edim to testify falsely and they agreed to do so, then not only would Reuven be part of Dini Adam, but he would be part of Dini Shemayim as well. And finally, the Gemara continued with the fourth case of Rabbi Shua, and the Gemara doesn't say Amamar, but the Gemara states, if Reuven knows testimony for his friend and he doesn't testify for his friend, so as Rabbi Shua taught us, that Reuven is part of Dini Adam, v'chai b'dini Shemayim, and the Gemara asked, "B'mayi Haskina, what is the case that we're referring to? Elaim v'Betray, if there was also another aid, and Reuven could have gotten together with the second aid and testified on the behalf of their friend Shimon, and they didn't do so, so Pshita deraisu, certainly in that case, Reuven is going to be chayav b'dini Shemayim, and therefore there's no chiddush in the Mishnah, as the pasuk says, "Im lo yagiv v'nasa avinai," that if you don't say testimony for your friend, then you will have an avera, and therefore certainly you could be chayav b'dini Shemayim, and that wouldn't be a chiddush. And Rashi says that how do we know that the pasuk of Im lo yagiv is talking about two edim, and Zok Rashi betray kamishdayim mid kapat agada mashma she'ilu magidim eschayiv zemamin, and the fact that the Torah is talking about agada and it's mashma that if they would actually testify, then you'd be mechayiv this person to pay money. Va'oyid kai melon kol makrish shenam eid, anytime that it says the lashon eidim Torah harei kan shnei edim ad she'par l'cha kasev echad, until the Torah specifies that's an eid echad k'dechsev l'yakum eid echad b'ish. And since this pasuk says v'nefesh kisechta v'shama kol olav who eid ayra ayada im lo yagiv v'nasa avaynoi, and he uses the term aid, so therefore it must be talking about a case where there are two aidim. And the Gemara therefore tells us, Ela Bechad, Rabbi Shua's case is talking about a scenario where Reuven has an ability to say aidus for Shimon, and he's only one aid, and Lemaisa Reuven would not be able to be Meschayev the litigant to pay money to Shimon, but he would be able to be Meschayev the litigant to actually make a shvua to Shimon that he doesn't owe him money. And certainly in this case, since Reuven's testimony would not require the litigant to pay money, therefore he's not considered that he actually caused a loss of money to Shimon directly, and therefore he's only considered Gram Ben Zokin, and that's why Reuven's part of Medina Adam. However, Zok Rashi, Medina Shemayim Mechayiv, Reuven is still going to be Chayiv, Medina Shemayim, the Avim Masid, because if Reuven would have testified, Mechayiv Le Shvua, he would have been Mechayiv, the litigant of Shimon, to make a Shvua, Vidum Le'ev Meshtab B'Shikr Meshalim, and maybe Shimon's litigant would have made a Shvua B'Sheker, and he would have paid instead, and therefore he did cause a loss of money to Shimon, and since he's a Gram Ben Zokin, therefore he's part of Medina Adam, the Chayiv Medina Shemayim. And since he is only one aid, therefore the issa of Mlayag of Nasa Avinoi doesn't apply, and that's why there is a chiddush, they're still going to be chayiv b'dini shemayim. And the Gemara continues and asks that has Rabbi Shua say Abba Dvarim or Issa Yisem Potter b'dini Adam v'chayiv b'dini shemayim, and since he says the number, it's mashmah, he meant that it's dafka only four things, that if you do so, you'll be Potter b'dini Adam and you'll be chayiv b'dini shemayim. And the Gemara asks, v'suleka v'ikka, that how can you say that there's no more if there are definitely other cases where a person will be chayiv b'dini shemayim? And the Gemara will bring five different cases, and the Gemara states Simon ha'oisa b'sam v'shliach chaveri nishbar. And the first case is a brisa ha'oisa malacha b'mei chatas of the paras chatas, that if Reuven does malacha with the mei chatas of the paraduma or of the paraduma itself, and therefore he causes that you can't use the mei chatas or the paraduma any longer, pat b'dini adam v'chay b'dini shemayim, then Reuven is pat b'dini adam v'chay b'dini shemayim. And Rashi states ha'oisa malacha b'mei chatas sheshakol kenegdo mishkalos, that he used the word of the mei chatas in order to weigh other things on a balance scale against it. The reason why you potter b'din Adam Zok Rashi as Hezek Shein Nikol Lo Yishmei Hezek, and I am the Gilian Shas who asked in Rashi Kosher Lo Mashakosav Rashi Tchila that Ha'isim Malacha Sheshokom Mishkolis Uvizeh Aflo Mandama the Shmei Hezek potter, that even according to Mandama the Hezek Shein Nikol is Shmei Hezek, you would still be potter in this case based on the Gemara Maseches Gittin, and I am Rabbi Kvega where he ends off Vitzarachian. And number two of Va'ikol, we have another Brisa Hanaisin Sam Mavis Bevei Bevei Mischaveri, if someone places poison in front of the behemoth of his friend, potter b'dini adam v'chayiv b'dini shemayim. Va'ikon is the third case where there's a brayse that says hashalaychas be'ir b'al chereshet v'katan. If someone sends a fire in the hands of chereshet v'katan, then potter b'dini adam v'chayiv b'dini shemayim. Va'ikon is the fourth case hamavis chaveri potter b'dini adam v'chayiv b'dini shemayim. If someone scares his friend and causes him damage, then he's potter b'dini adam v'chayiv b'dini shemayim. Va'ikon is the fifth case of nishbur kader b'shus ram v'loy sulka nafla gam v'loy amidai, that if Reuven has a pitcher that falls in b'shus ram and breaks in b'shus ram, and Reuven doesn't remove these pieces which are hazard in the Rishis Rabim, or in a case where Reuven's gummo falls in Rishis Rabim and Reuven doesn't pick up his camel, and then someone trips over the cod, or someone trips over the camel of Reuven, Rameya Mechayev Bezekan, Rameya says that Reuven is Chayev, the Chamayim Patabedin Adam, Chayabedin Shemayim, and the Cham say that Patabedin Adam, Chayabedin Shemayim, and the Gemara answers in Mia Ikatuva that certainly there are many other cases where the din is that you Patabedin Shemayim, Vahani Itchukhle, and there were Chedushim specifically in the four cases that Rabbi Shua brought, and that's why he specifically talked about these four cases as Malotim Bedin Shemayim Namilay Lechayev Kamash Mon, and in all the cases we would have a Havmina that even Bedin Shemayim you would not be Chayev and Kamash Mon, and therefore Rabbi Shua teaches us that you are Chayev Bedin Shemayim, and the Gemara now goes through all four cases as in the first case of Haperitz Gedev Fnei Behemis Chaveri, Reuven broke the fence in front of the Behemah of his friend, and the Behemah got lost. Malotim, one may think, Kiyudal Mystery Kai, that since this wall was a Kaiser Ruah, and therefore it certainly would have fallen down at some point, Ma'ovid, and what did Reuven really do? And Lamaisa, this animal would have gotten out at some point, and therefore, maybe Bedina Shemayim, Nami Loy Lechayev, maybe Reuven should not even be Chayev Bedina Shemayim, Kamash one, that Reuven still Chayev Bedina Shemayim. And the Gemara continues and discusses the second case of Rabbi Shua about Kaifiv Kamasa Shel Chaveri, where the Gemara explained that case in two different ways, either where there was a Ruach Shein Metsuya, or according to Rav Ashi, where Reuven went and covered up the Tfuah of his friend, and therefore was burnt, and both cases we said, Yechayev Bedina Shemayim. And the Gemara now explains the Chiddush in both of those cases as Ma'or Tema, as you may think, that Reuven could claim that I never thought that a Ruach Shein Metsuya would come at all, and therefore I shouldn't even be Chayev Bedina Shemayim, Kamash one, that Reuven's Chayev Bedina Shemayim, and Rav Ashi, the Amanami, Tomunitma, and according to Rav Ashi that said that the case of Rabbi Shua could be in a case where Reuven went and covered up the Tfuah of his friend, Ma'or Tema, Amalei, that you would think that Reuven could say that Anah Kisuya Kisay Nalech, Uvedina Shemayim Nabilel Chayev, that I went and I covered up your Tfuah in order to protect it from the fire that was raging and was coming towards your Tfuah, and I wanted to make sure that the Tfuah didn't get damaged at all, and maybe Reuven shouldn't even be Chayev Bedina Shemayim, Kamash Blon, that Reuven still Chayev Bedina Shemayim. And the third case of Asecha Edi Sheker Nami, in the case of Rabbi Shua, where Reuven went and hired Edi Sheker in order to testify for his friend, that his friend was owed money from Shimon, and Shimon paid that money to Levi, and now Reuven is Chayev Bedina Shemayim. And once again, Ma'or Tema, in that case also, we would have a Habmina, Lema Diver Rav, Diver Talmud, Diver Mishayim, Uvedina Shemayim, Nami Lel Chayev, that Reuven could have a Taina, that I shouldn't even be Chayev Bedina Shemayim, because although I hired Edim to testify falsely, but the Maisa, there's a cloud Diver Rav, Diver Talmud, Diver Mishayim, and therefore they shouldn't have listened to me, and they shouldn't have testified falsely, and therefore I shouldn't even be Chayev Bedina Shemayim. And Kamash one, that in this case, Reuven is still going to be Chayev Bedina Shemayim. And there are two different ways to understand the Teretz of the Gemara and the Kamash one. Taisus and Diva Maskel El Chavri is Mashma, that the Kamash one of the Gemara is the only time that we say the concept of Divri Rav, Divri Talmud, Divri Mishayim is only when there's only words that were involved. However, over here, since Reuven actually paid money in order to hire the Edim, then we don't say the concept of Divri Rav, Divri Talmud, Divri Mishayim, and that is why Reuven is Chayev Bedina Shemayim. However, others learn that although there may be a Sfar of Divri Rav, Divri Talmud, Divri Mishayim, even in the case where Reuven paid money to Edim, however, Lemaisa, Reuven is still going to be Chayev Bedina Shemayim. I am the second to last Taisus on the Amid, where Taisus points out, Kesui Kisseiv, in Taima, Galav Yidua Lamakam, Lemaniskavin, Im Lotev Lomra, since we're talking about a Chayev Bedina Shemayim, so Lachir, it's Pashta Kadosh Baruch Hu, as to what this person was Miskavin, and Hashem knows if he was really Miskavin to make sure to slow down the fire and to help Shimon, or if he actually had intent to damage Shimon, that even if it would be a case that we know for certain Reuven's intent was to help Shimon and in order to make sure that the fire doesn't burn his Tfuah quickly, even so Reuven would Chayev Bedina Shemayim, as Reuven should have been careful in order to make sure that Shimon wouldn't come to a hefsid, and instead of Reuven covering up the Tfuah, maybe Reuven should have actually moved the Tfuah to the side, and therefore Reuven is going to be Chayev Bedina Shemayim. The Gemara continues, in the fourth case of Rabbi Shua, it is also the Chiddush, as by Yodea Edus Chaveh, Ve'in Meid Loi Nami, that even in this case, there's a Chiddush, as Ma'or Tema, as one may have thought, Reuven can claim, Mi Yema Dechiyav Mesadin Lei Hava Moida, even if I would have testified, the litigant would have been Moida, Dilma Hava Meshtaba L'Shukra, maybe the litigant would have sworn falsely, Uvedina Shemayim Nami Loi L'Chayev, and therefore Reuven shouldn't even be Chayev Bedina Shemayim, Kamash one, that Reuven still Chayev Bedina Shemayim, Nayin Tesi Dima Maskel Hava Hani Yisruchalei, that Tesi Es Vim Taima Naisin Sabam Avis Nami Chiddushu, that L'Chayev is a Chiddush in the case where someone places poison in front of Behemoth Chaveh, right? As the Gemara said on that Mem Zayin Rebeis, that Fido Sabam Avis Dilev Avidu Zochlo, Chaibidin Ishmaim. And Taisus says, Vishemo ain't kol ka chiddush, that maybe it's not such a great chiddush, ayin sham. Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah that stated, Nifritu Belaila Shapritu, listen, Vyatsuva Zeka Pata. And as we already explained from Taisus, that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that although we said that Noba Fenel Karo is Pata, and therefore certainly when it's Nifritu Belaila, then Reuven will be Pata, but Zach Taisus, the chiddush is that it's only by Nifritu Belaila that Reuven is Pata. However, if it was Nifritu Bayoim, then Reuven will be Chayiv, the kol is Leila Milsa, Umistami Yoda Shinifritu. And then Taisus said, another chiddush is that Belaila Filo Neila Shinifritu, that if it's at night, and even if Reuven knew that it was Paritz, Vyasa Behema, and he knew that the Behema escaped, Engle Lutrech Yasim Dai Lechaz Achreya Bafilo, Reuven does not have responsibility to go and find an animal and recapture the animal while it's pitch black outside. And Taisus also taught us, Benegir, Pertzul Listim, Vitrich Lashmin, and the chiddush of Mishnah is that Filo Listim Peturin Kishloyets you, that if the Listim did not actually take the animal out of the corral or out of the pen, and since the Listim didn't actually take any action to the tzayin itself, then not only will Reuven be pata, but the Listim will also be pata. Now Gemara begins, Amar Rabba, Rabba states, V'hu Shechatra, that the only time that we said it on Mishnah, that if it's Nifritzu B'layla, it will be pata, is only when the wall was knocked down by the animal as it was digging underneath the wall, and it weakened the wall, and now the wall falls down, and therefore Reuven will be pata. And the Gemara is now Medayik, Avalei Chatra Mai Chayiv, according to Rabba, if the animal is not digging underneath the wall, and the wall just falls down by itself, then it will be mashma that Reuven will be chayiv. And the Gemara asks, Hechidami, what is the case that we're referring to? Elim b'kaisel bari, if we're talking about a strong wall, ki lechatra mai chayiv, why would it then be that if the wall just fell down by itself and the animal wasn't digging beneath the wall, that Reuven would be chayiv? Mai havle lemebed, certainly that's a regular case of oinus, and since Reuven couldn't have done anything about this hezek, so certainly Reuven should be pata, ela b'kaisel ruah, so it must be that the Mishnah's case is talking about a weak wall, and that is why if the wall falls down by itself, then certainly Reuven was pesheya, and therefore Reuven will be chayiv. And the Gemara now is that lechayra ki chatra mai pata. So lechayra, if Reuven's tzayin actually digs underneath this wall, that caused the wall to fall down. But lemaisa, why would Reuven be pata if tchilasa b'pshia of seifa by nisu? This would be a standard case of tchilasa b'pshia where the wall could have fallen down by itself, and the end result was that an animal dug underneath the wall and caused it to fall down, which was an oinus. And hanichla man da'amet tchilasa b'pshia of seifa by nisu pata. This would make sense according to the man da'amet tchilasa b'pshia of seifa by nisu pata. And the man da'amet tchilasa b'pshia of seifa by nisu chayiv. But according to the man da'amet that we pass like that tchilasa b'pshia of seifa by nisu chayiv, ma'ik lemeima, how will explain our Mishnah? Based on this question, the Gemara says, Elamasisim b'kaisel bari, that our Mishnah is certainly talking about a case where the wall was very strong. Certainly, Reuven is pata, where his animal dug into the wall, and therefore the wall collapsed, as that certainly is an oinus, as my havel lemevad. And even if Reuven's animal did not dig underneath the wall, and the wall just fell down, then in that case, once again, it's still an oinus, and oinus rachmana patri, and Reuven would be pata. And when Rabba stated, v'hu shechatra, he was not referring to this case in the Mishnah. V'chi itma de Rabba, and when did Rabba say this din, asef itma, it was referring to the next case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated, nicha b'chama, oishemasu l'cher shayt v'kotin v'yotza v'zika chayiv, that if Reuven left this animal in the sunlight, or he gave it over to a cher shayt v'kotin, and then the animal went out of the pen, and he was mazik someone, that Reuven is going to be chayiv. And Amar Rabba, on this din, Rabba says, v'afilu chatra, even if the way this wall fell down, and the animal escaped, was by digging underneath the ground, that even in that case, Reuven will be chayiv. And the Gemara explains, as loy mi boy, hechle chatra, de kula b'pshihu, that certainly where Reuven left the animal in the heat of the sun, and the animal gets so frustrated that it goes and bangs down the walls of the corral, then certainly Reuven will be chayiv, as certainly that was the pshia of Reuven, and Reuven should have realized that if he left this animal in the heat of the sun, that animal would break down the wall. Rabbis mechadish ala filu chatra nami, that even in the case where animal did not break down the walls of the corral, and instead it dug underneath the walls, and that's why the walls fell down, and the animal was able to escape, and maro tema, in this case, you would have a hamina, havala tchilasa b'pshia v'seifa b'ainis, that maybe there's a case of tchilasa b'pshia v'seifa b'ainis, and according to the man d'amad, that your pata, in this case, Reuven would be pata, kamash b'lan, the kula p'shia hi, that in this case, we consider the fact that the animal dug underneath the wall, and knocked down the wall, to be considered a p'shia as well, as my time, and what is the reason, to amalei, because we will say to Reuven, may the adat, to keep in the shefkasa b'chama, that you definitely understood, that once you will leave this animal, in the heat of the sun, kol titztika, the islay lemeved, of the v'nafka, that any way that it could figure out a way to get out of the boiling hot sun, it will do so, and therefore you should have realized that it will go and even dig underneath the foundation of this wall and knock down the wall in order to escape. And therefore, even according to the Mandama, that tchilasa b'pshia v'seifa b'ayna is generally pata, over here Reuven will be chayiv. And Ayin and Rashid, in this version of Rabbah, the case was where was a Kaisel Bari, that even though it was a very strong wall, that even so Reuven is going to be Chayiv. And the Gemara continues with the next case of the Mishnah, Hitzuyu Listim, Listim Chayovim. If the Listim actually took the animal out of this corral and out of this pen, then the Listim would be Chayiv for any damages that the animal causes. We continue in Dafnun Vavim Beis Pshita, the Lacharit Pashat, Kim Dafku, Kaimala Bishusai, Luchal Mili, as since the Listim took out the Behemoth, and as Rashi says, Ikam Mashicha Vishin Rishus, Davik Knuya Luchal Mili, and therefore it's considered that the Listim owned this animal for all dinim, and therefore, of course, it's going to be Chayiv if it's Mazik someone else. And the Gemara answers, Lech Tzricha, the Kamala Bapa, that we're talking about a case in the Mishnah where the Listim did not go and actually do Mashicha on this animal, but instead they stood all around this animal and forced its hand that it couldn't go to any other side, and the only way that the animal could walk is towards the front, and then it went out, it was mazik someone. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though the Listim would not clean this animal, that the Listim would still be chayiv for the damages that the animal causes. And the pashas, the Gemara's answer is that in this case, the Listim would not clean the animal as there was no Mashicha, and even so, they're going to be chayiv. However, others learn that the Gemara's chiddush is that in a case where someone actually stands in front of an animal and forces it to walk in a specific direction, then that is considered a Mashicha, and therefore the Listim will actually koina, and that is why the Listim is chayiv for any damages caused by this animal. The Gemara continues, Ki hada Amar Rabba, Amar Masna Amar Rav, just like Rabba said in the name of Masna, the name of Rav, Hamar Behemoth Chaver, Al Kamos Chaver, chayiv, that if Reuven takes Shimon's animal and he puts it in front of the wheat of Levi, and Shimon's animal now eats the wheat of Levi, chayiv, that Reuven is going to be chayiv. And the Gemara asks, Maim Pshita, that if Reuven went and Biadayim pulled the animal of Shimon and placed it in front of Kamos Chaver, then certainly he'll be chayiv. And as Rashi says, Mashma Sha'ichsa Biada, Umelicha Lakama, and the Gemara therefore answers, Leitzricha, the Kamla Bapa, that we're talking about a case where he didn't actually drag the animal to the wheat of Levi. Reuven blocked the path of the animal to go in any other direction except to go forward, and this caused the animal of Shimon to go and eat the Kama of Levi, and that's why Reuven is going to be Chayiv. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abai Rabbi Yosef. Abaye says to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef that at some point forgot his learning and he was a Sagi Noah, and Abaye reminded Rabbi Yosef, Hekisha Amritlon, that when you taught us this member of Rav, you taught us that we're talking about a case where Reuven actually hit the animal and that caused the animal to walk, and that is considered a method for Mashicha, and that is the Chiddush of Rav, the Listim Namin de Kishu, and the Chiddush of Mishnah is also in a case where the Listim actually hit this animal, and as Rashi says, Vashmina Mastisin, and the Chiddush of our Mishnah is the Kishu Makal Zui Mashicha, that by hitting an animal with a stick, that is a form of Mashicha, and therefore the Listim will coin this animal, and that's why the Chayiv in the Shmir of this animal, and if the animal damages someone, then the Listim would be Chayiv. And the Gemara continues and quotes for the next case of the Mishnah, Masur Elaraya, Nichlas Raya Tachtav, that if Reuven gives over this sheep to a shepherd, then the Raya has responsibility for this animal. And the Gemara continues, Amri Tachtav Deman, that what do we mean when we said that he's Nichlas Tachtav, Ilema Tachtav de Baal Behema? If the Mishnah is discussing a case, as we mentioned, where Reuven, who is the owner of this tzayin, gave over this tzayin to a shepherd, and therefore the shepherd now is responsible instead of Reuven, Tanina Chadazimna, L'chayu, what is the Chiddush of our Mishnah? If we already had this case on Daf Mem Dalam Beis of Masul L'Shem Echinim L'Shel Neisisacha Ulisecha Kul Nichtas Tachas Abaylim, where we said that if Reuven gave over his shar to L'Shem Echinim Shel Neisisacha Ulisecha, then all of them are Nichtas Tachas Abaylim, and all of them are now responsible for any damages, and therefore our Mishnah would not have to teach us the din El Tachta D'Shema. It must be our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Reuven, who is the owner of the animal, gave over the tzayin to Shimon, who was a shepherd, and then Shimon took the sheep and gave over to another shepherd, and therefore the Mishnah is teaching us Levi is nichnas tachas Shimon, and if there will be damage that occurs to Reuven's tzayin, then Reuven will be able to collect from Levi, and he will not be able to collect from Shimon. As Rashi says, v'ozli bailim mishtor dina b'hadisheni v'arishim estalik, and Reuven will be able to go to Levi to collect any money, and he won't be able to go to Shimon, as Shimon already gave over his responsibility to Levi. And some explain that the Gemara is talking about a scenario while Levi was watching this animal, the tzayin went and damaged someone's property. In that case, the nizik went back to Reuven and Reuven paid for its damages. The Mishnah teaches us that Reuven can only go to Levi to collect these damages and he can't go back to Shimon as Shimon already gave over his chi of Shmir to Levi. And the Gemara asks, V'shei Makama, Yipatel Gamri, are you telling me that Shimon is going to be Patel Gamri since he gave over his chi of Shmir to Levi? Leimitev Tifter Rava, L'chari, this should be a Tifter to Rava, Dam Rava, as Rava taught us, Shema Shemasul Shema Chayiv, that even if Shimon, who is a Shema, gives over his chi of Shmir to Levi, that Shimon is still going to be Chayiv, and L'chari, how can we say that Shimon is going to be Patel? And I'm L'chari Rava, Rava will respond, my Masul Raya, in the case of the Mishnah, we're not talking about a case where Shimon gave over his chi of Shmir to another standard Shema, but we're talking about Le Bazilei, that he gave over the chiyuv shmirah to his apprentice, the orchid de roi lemunsel basilei, as since it's understood that when Reuven gives over his animal to a shepherd, that the shepherd certainly will give it over to his apprentice, and therefore certainly there's an ansadi that Reuven was maskim that Shimon could give over this job to Levi, and that's why specifically in this scenario, even though it's a shomer shemusel shomer, and generally Rava holds that he's chayiv, in this case Rava would say that Shimon is potter and only Levi will be chayiv. And our Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, we have another version as to this Gemara, as minatani musel roi v'leik tani musel achar, and since our Mishnah specified that the sheep was given over to a shepherd, and it didn't just say that the sheep was given to another person, shmamino my musel roi musel roi l'bazilei, it must be talking about a case where Reuven gave over his sheep to a shepherd, and then the shepherd gave over the sheep to his own apprentice, and that's why only the apprentice will be chayiv aval achar loy. But if Shimon gave over the responsibility to guard this animal to another person, then Shimon would still be chayiv as lein maseh leil Rava. And let us say that there's a riot to Rava, the Rava shayim shemasal shayim chayiv, that if a shayim gives over his chiyuv shmir to someone else, that the original shayim is still going to be chayiv. And as Rashi says, the original shayim will even be chayiv ba'intzin. The Gemara answers Amri that we say that loy, that's not necessarily riot to Rava, as dilma uruch lemilsek tani, that a mishnah is only talking about the standard normal situation, and the standard case is that a shepherd would give over the responsibility to guard this animal to his apprentice. However, v'hu adin l'acha, but in chanami, if Reuven would give over his sheep to a shepherd, and the shepherd would give over the responsibility to guard the sheep to another person that's not his apprentice, then in chanami, the same thing would apply, and Shemel Shemasel Shemel would be pata, and Reuven would be able to only collect from Levi, and not from Shimon, and we will stop over here.